Speaking at the end of the International Women Conference in Juba, First Vice President Riek Machar, who is in charge of the government governance cluster, said the government is willing to work with non-political groups like women and youth union to address crucial issues as it implements the revitalized peace agreement.
If you have a women union, it will always be knocking at the door of the vice president, of the minister, the governor, the state, because women union is non-political. It even makes a lot of programs and sells it to the ministry and to the office of the vice president and to the government.
Machar says there is nothing that marginalizes women more than conflict. He advised South Sudanese women to use the current window of peace in the country to acquire an education.
We have good reasons to say, let's educate our girls, our women. They say when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. I think you should focus on this, because it will get you the empowerment in all aspects, whether it is in government or in public affairs or in the private sector or in the civil society organizations. If you did that, then the marginalization will not be there. Your freedom will be there.
Machar says women group in South Sudan have enough time to position themselves strategically before election and work together addressing the critical issues facing women across the country.
We still have to enact a legislation for Women Enterprise Development Fund. We had asked the minister to initiate the process. But if you don't have a women union, you'll have difficulties influencing that legislation. So we need to do something about that. The same with the Youth Enterprise Fund. These will support activities of women and youth.
The first vice president says the time has come for South Sudanese to showcase the benefit of silencing the guns across the country, which he says will create stability and attract international support and recognition.
The papal visit gave us a momentum, and this international conference will also give us a momentum. When the delegates move from here, those who have come from the states, they will talk about this conference like they were looking for Maputo conference resolutions. People will look for the Juba women resolutions. So this is good.
Rhoda Atanasio, chairperson of the South Sudan Women with Disability Network, living with visual impairment, says women groups need to cooperate with each other and get organized.
I really learn many things about the leadership, and then about we as a women, we have to empower each other and stand with each other and help ourselves, because we want to lead this country go up.
Josephine Kiden Simon, Miss Deaf Africa 2021 to 2023, says she learned at the conference that as a leader, you need to bring development to the people and be a voice for the voiceless.
What I've learned shows me that that is the evidence of peace, or dividend of peace. Because when you talk about peace, it means that we need to come together and share our common ground, share our experiences, look into the challenges, see how we can resolve these challenges. So I thank the Vice President, Mama Rebecca Nyandeng, for bringing all the women around South Sudan and in the regionally to this big conference, which is a benefit to people or women of South Sudan.
The International Women's Conference on Transformational Leadership is the first international conference organized in Juba to address the issues facing South Sudanese women, who constitute 60% of the population. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.